God is not the author of confusion. Let's look at James 3:16. Thank you, Lord. Come down here. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect or a mature man, able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds. Now, all I have to do now is mention a ship. And you immediately go back. Where did that ship come from? Who built it? Who made the money out of it? It all started in Babylon. With a very small helm, wheresoever the governor, wherever the captain listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. What is that? That's kindling. So the tongue is where it starts. That's what start things in motion. It's the kindling. Well, now, you know, I'm a country boy and had to learn how to build a fire and all that kind of thing. And kindling is a big thing. When you really need it, you really need a fire. But you start with something small, very small, just small enough to and get it started. But that gets burned up. As the fire gets larger and larger and larger, y'all are so quiet. As the fire gets larger and larger and larger, what started it? Kindling. But it started back there so far back, and the devil sees to it that you don't find out about it. But you can go to the book and find it. Amen. I kept having aches and pains in my elbows. And so there was a family there, and partners in the ministry, and I borrowed their place on the lake. And we didn't have any place back then. For 3 days, over a weekend, to fast and pray about it and so forth, and so to seek this, to inquire of God. It wasn't serious enough to go to a doctor. Had I gone to the doctor, he wouldn't have known what it was either when I found out what did it. I didn't go to that system. I'm not against it. That third day, I heard the voice of the Lord in my spirit. If you want my perfect will for you, don't drink any more coffee. Now, I wasn't talking to you. But now that you've grown, oh, no, it sounds to me like you've been hearing the same thing. So maybe you better listen to me. Oh, no. I kind of jumped out there, didn't he? No, I abused it. And then he began to talk to me about it. Excuse me. I carried a thermos with me all the time Well, everywhere I flew, and particularly flying at night, and I just keep a cup of coffee in my hand all the time. And I started drinking it as a little boy. I drank it with my grandfather. My folks wouldn't let me drink it, but when I got with Pawpaw, I drank coffee with him. Oh, he'd drink it hot, too. You know, it'd stand there, he'd have a percolator on the stove. And he'd get up, you know, to go to work. He'd get up about 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning, and to start his day's work. And he'd stand there in front of that stove watching that percolator, and when it quit perking, then he'd pour some in a saucer. And he said, coffee is a bean, and you've abused it, and it's built up in your joints. Because I'd pray and it'd go away for a little while. He said it's built up in there. Well, I'd try to quit, get that old caffeine sick headache and go back to it. So us, and I'm just talking to him like I'm talking out loud because they're in the kitchen by myself. I said, well, what do I do now? And I heard it in my spirit. Go get your stuff. Well, of course I had it with me. It went everywhere I went. I had an old ugly green bag that we had our Farberware coffee pot in there and a big can of Folgers. And it went, we got in that airplane and we'd wag that thing all over every place. He said, sit that on a plate. So I got a plate out of the cabinet and put it down there and put that green bag on that. He said, now push it away from you and say this. I have no need of you in my life again hereafter forever. He said, now take communion. So then I did. And on the inside of me, he said, now, Kenneth, to pick that coffee up again, you're going to have to go through that communion cup. It was gone. Totally, completely gone. And I said, Lord, you want me to preach this to other people? He said, as an illustration only. He said, they'll have to make their own decision about it. So there you have it. I mean, you have to make your own decision. And I had to learn what caused and what the root cause of these things. Now, well, I won't go anyway. So, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith we bless we God. We bless God, even the Father, herewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Does a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bring olive berries and a vine figs? No. So is a wise man endued with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conversation, a good manner of life, his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, or devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is Babylon and every evil work. That's what Babel means. There it is. Where envying and strife is, there is Babylon and every evil work. Now you see how that was described in the book of Revelation. All of it is in that fallen system. But we're not of that system. We live in another place. I've had people say to me, Copeland, you are out of your mind. I said, yes, let me alone. My mind has been renewed. I'm out of that old mind. Hallelujah. I had a fellow say to me one time, he said, you pray about everything? That's pretty well. He said, I bet you even pray about a parking place. And I said, well, of course. I knew it. He said, you're just some kind of a fool. I said, no. I park. You're the fool that drives around the block, around. That's the difference in our systems. That's the difference in the two systems. And we're seeing it like never before right here in the United States. Oh, I'm telling you, it is now out in the open. Now, whenever you see the evangelistic ministry come on the scene, you know the change is happening. Glory to God. Now, Oral Roberts came in there, and so did Kenneth Hagin right after World War II. And the country was, there were a lot of preachers in trouble because they walked off from their churches and went to work in the defense plants to get money, and a lot of them lost the anointing to preach and never did get back into ministry. They were in really trouble. Why? They got caught up in that system to fight a war. Well, my dad, I have a picture of his draft card and his age, which he was a little older than the draft, and he was in education. So his gasoline stamp was an A stamp. Gasoline was rationed in those days. You couldn't get it if you wanted it. Now, you think that things are kind of messed up now. You could go to jail for buying black market fuel, and people did. So he got to buy all the fuel he needed because he was in education. And all of these things, and you look back on and look at these systems. Now look at this. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above, this one, Jesus called it the wisdom of God in the book of Luke. Is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. What does that mean, without hypocrisy? When you know how to live by faith and you come to that place where you have an intimate relationship with the truth, then I'm not a hypocrite by saying, by His stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, I'm healed now. Now, I went to see Dr. Colbert. I was supposed to fly to Korea that time and then go on to Australia. And I said, I've never canceled a meeting any time in my life for any reason. He said, well, how much flying will it take? I said, about 30 hours. He said, well, you're going to cancel this one. Because he said, if you don't, you're liable to come home in a wheelchair. So I said, okay. So I just got out there, went home, got out in the backyard. I took two heating pads and tied them around my left leg, turned the heat up just as high as it'd go. Because I was hurting. And I learned something from Keith Moore. I began to shout, glory to God, my right leg doesn't hurt. Only the left one. I got a good one left. Just as loud as I could holler. Ah, glory to God for the grass and the birds and the lake. Glory to God. Just as loud as I could holler. Just shouting just as loud as I could. And then it kind of eased off a little bit. And here he'd come again. I did a lot of that. Amen. Did a lot of it. Praise God. That went on and on and on and on. And as you can see, I'm pain-free today. Praise God. We are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. So we stand in covenant with God. Amen. I like it. I like to be part of a chosen people. We're the wild olive branch grafted into the same root with Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Amen. Glory to God. Now, for anyone in the sound of my voice tonight, and you've never received Jesus as the Lord of your life, there's something you need to understand. Jesus Christ of Nazareth lived his life for you and me. He went to the cross, suffered a death, but that's not all. The Bible says he went to hell, suffered there horribly, more than any man before or any man after, because he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. He did that. Amen. So if you'd stand with me, please. So before we close this service tonight, anyone online, anyone here in the sound of my voice, don't let this service go by without accepting him as your Lord and your Savior. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't know. I just don't know that I understand all that. Well, it's just this simple. He went through that, all that horror and all that death and being persecuted everywhere he went, misunderstood and spit on and accused. He went to hell so we don't have to. He bore our sicknesses so we don't have to be sick. The one thing he could not do is pray your and my prayer. And in 1962, the first week of November, about 6 o'clock in the evening, I just came home from flying a trip for an executive at the Arkansas-Louisiana Gas Company. And I walked in, I just changed my clothes, and Gloria was fixing supper. And I just walked in there, and all of a sudden, it's just the glory of God. And I heard it, Kenneth, if you don't get right with me, son, you're going to a devil's hell. I said, I know it, but what do I do now? I heard the voice of my Sunday school teacher in a Southern Baptist Sunday school in Abilene, Texas, at the University Baptist Church. Boys, you have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And I thought, well, that sounds just as dumb as it did the first time I heard it. See, I didn't know anything. But I just said, Jesus, come into my heart. Everything changed. For a few seconds there, I couldn't close my mouth. It felt like I had a square block in my mouth. And when it finally released, all the profanity was gone out of my mouth from that day to now. Had a long way to go. But then January of the next year, Gloria and I both are baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. We still didn't know anything. That's the first time she ever heard the term born again. She just said, Lord, take my life and do something with it. Well, He did. But that was the beginning. So we're going to lead you in this prayer tonight. Just put one hand over your heart and pray this loudly enough you can hear it with your own ears. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I believe that. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Take my life and do something with it. I receive you. And according to your word, in the 10th chapter of Romans, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. I'm saved.
I'm saved.
For with the heart man believes,
unto righteousness.
And with his mouth he confesses salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Fill me now with your Holy Spirit. Overflowing. Like they did on the day of Pentecost. I know I'm saved. I believe that. And now I'm ready to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So just take a deep breath. And anyone in the room that has not followed through in that experience, do it now. Easiest thing you ever did in your life. And those of you online that have accepted the Lord, let us know. I mean, let us know. We want to shout about it. Glory to God. Amen.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in His Word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. If you prayed with Brother Copeland today to receive Jesus into your heart, I want to welcome you to the family of God. You just received the free gift from God of eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord and all the victories He's won for you. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ and the next steps to growing in the things of God, Kenneth and Gloria would like to give you the Salvation Packet. It includes a book called He Did It All for You and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. To receive your Salvation Packet, simply let us know by contacting us at kcm.org, and we'll send it to you for free. Now, if you have questions or just want to find out what it means to be born again, call our prayer line and speak with one of our prayer ministers. They are licensed prayer ministers who have been trained in the Word of God. So, when you call, they will share God's precious promises with you. And remember, request your series from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland that they're giving you this week called Precious Faith, Precious Promises. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. It's time to make God's promises your own. To request your free copy, go to kcm.org. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.